to Swimming World Radio. My name is Jason Marsteller, and I'm your host for the week at the NCSA All-American Meet. Today, we spoke with the coaching staff from the East Squad. Here's what they had to say about the meet, their personal swimmers, which swimmers have stood out the most, and a bit about their own home clubs.
This is Jason Marsteller standing here with Mike Racine, coach of Atlantis Aquatics, who's here along with the NCSA All-American Meet. So, Mike, what have you seen from the meet so far and the meet concept that you liked?
I like the concept of the East and West. I think the kids getting together and competing with the people from their region as a team, representing the best of the National Junior Championships, giving the kids the opportunity to come out here and train in a real good place, a real nice place for a meet that's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
So who'd you bring along to the meet with you from your club?
I had three kids qualify, but we did get a little tight with some academic stuff. I was right in the middle of our exams in the school district for those kids, and I had two that had to opt out. Timmy Hayes is a graduating senior. He was able to get he got his exams done early, so he's able to get here happily. And Timmy is an IMer breaststroker from southern Lehigh area in Pennsylvania that'll be going to Virginia next year.
So who's kind of shown some really high-profile swimming here and at the during workouts so far?
It looks like that Matt McLean standing out in my mind. The distance guys have really been doing a nice job. They've been stepping up. They did a nice job yesterday in racing some 400 IMs and some 200 IMs. So they look like they're going to do a pretty good job with the swims. Overall, the kids are adapting nicely to the travel, which was kind of tough. But as a team, I think, you know, I think the whole entire group is really looking like, a good group of kids that impressed me a lot.
So go ahead and talk about Atlantis a little bit and some of the great swimmers you have at that program.
All right, thank you. Atlantis is a program out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, started by Rob Herb about 13 years ago. We have probably about 110, 115 swimmers, the full range from minis up to seniors. We train out of Lehigh University, and we use a couple of other pools, including Phillipsburg Middle School and Heil Pool in Easton, which is our 50-meter pool. Presently, we have three girls who have qualified for Olympic trials. Alyssa Vavra is an IMer breaststroker, Jess Goro, a backstroker, flyer, and Kristen Shakora, a backstroker and sprint freestyler. So there are three top girls right now. Timmy, of course, is one of our top boys. Kevin McCarthy, who did qualify for this meet as a junior in high school, he won 139 at national championships. He, you know, qualified to be here, but unfortunately, again, had exams to take. And we have some good younger kids coming up and the boys that hopefully we'll see here in the next couple of years.
Well, thanks for taking time to talk to me, Mike.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Jason Marsteller standing here with Coach Riley Eaton of Rockville Montgomery Swim Club. Just wanted to know, Coach, what your thoughts are so far on the trip and the meet overall at the NCSA All-American meet.
I think it's been just a fantastic opportunity for 80 athletes to come together in a place like Hawaii. The NCSA has been building toward this meet now for 5 or 6 years, and as a first time out, I think it's just been more than anybody could have thought it was going to be. You know, the kids are having a great time. We're swimming really fast in workouts, and looking forward to a really fast swim meet.
So who's representing RMSC at the All-American meet so far?
On our girls' side, Keturah Harvey, Colleen Hawes, Megan Waters, and Kara Chung. Mm-hmm. On the boys' side, Eric Friedland, Josh Hafkin, and Brady Fox.
Okay. And has anybody else really stood out so far during workouts?
Well, I think certainly on the boys' side, Matt McLean from Curl Burke and a couple of other guys have kind of stood up and really swum fast. But in general, I think that everybody's standing out. You know, they've got a bunch of elite athletes, and they're all in the water together, and nobody's you know, walking away from anybody.
So talk about Rockville Montgomery a little bit and your swim club there.
Well, right now we're the largest club in the United States with over 1,500 registered athletes. We swim out of 5 sites, and that gives us an opportunity to service a huge geographic area, but also, you know, provide for kids from the age 6 on up through our college athletes that come home. We've had Olympians and athletes that went on to even set world records, and this past year we won the virtual team championship from USA Swimming, and we were the NCSA champion. So had a great year, and we look forward to just keep building on that.
Thanks for talking to us, Riley.
You're quite welcome.
This is Jason Marsteller standing here with Matt Spring of GCIT Swimming here at the NCSA All-American Meet. So Matt, just wanted to get your general thoughts on the trip so far and the meet coming up, and just if you can talk a little bit about those subjects.
I think the trip's been a great experience for all the kids here, East and West. I think it's been a great thing to be able to bring these kids together. As we've said to them, we don't know when the last time or if there's ever been a collection of swimmers of this age and this caliber coming together to swim a meet, practice, train together, get to know each other a little bit more. It's been great for the kids, and it's been great for the coaches.
So who'd you bring along from GCIT?
6 swimmers from GCIT: Bill Krieger, Mike Joyce, Blake Trubucki Downey, Joanna Thomas, Jamie Marks, and Emily Creeran.
Okay, so can you talk about them a little bit?
Yeah, sure. These guys, it's been a really, really fun time coaching these kids. They are talented swimmers who come from good family support systems and who have great work ethics. And that's the kind of thing that combination really is what makes a swimmer better than just good.
So taking away your own bias for your GCIT kids, who else has kind of stood out so far in workouts that you've seen?
I've had the time to look at a couple of the kids. I've worked with the IMers one day. Tim Hayes from Atlantis Aquatic Club had some great swims this week in practice. Andy Brake from Curl Burke has also shown some really nice things in practice. Melanie Roberts from Raleigh Swimming Association has done some really nice things as well. It's really nice to be around a group of swimmers that is from top to bottom just fantastic.
So what would you like to tell our listeners about GCIT Swimming?
GCIT Swimming, we are a smaller team, 165 kids, a smaller team compared to the Rockvilles and the Curl Burks in this world. 165 kids, we swim out of a 8-lane 50-meter pool, which has been a great thing for us. We are in southern New Jersey, just outside of Philadelphia, in the Middle Atlantic Swimming Zone, or Middle Atlantic LSC. And we have a lot of great kids, great coaches, and great families that are part of our team.
Well, thanks for taking the time out to talk to us, Matt.
Thank you, Jason.
This is Jason Marsteller talking to Jamie Myers, the Southern Gentleman from Southern Crescent Aquatics down in Georgia. First of all, Jamie, just wanted to get your ideas and thoughts on the meet so far and the trip so far.
I've been excited. You know, the kids are starting to get pumped up. We've done a lot of hard training. You know, every day volume's been over 14,000, and yeah, it's been a great training camp, and now we're going to swim fast tired. And, you know, I think most of these kids are going to surprise people for being this tired. We've worked extremely hard. We got a great bunch of kids and coaches. And, you know, this is what USA Swimming is all about. And, you know, the more we can do these things for our kids, you know, the better off USA Swimming is.
So who came along with you on the trip from Southern Crescent?
I had 2 girls come with me, Nicole Roddenberry and Chelsea Stevens. Both, you know, Flyers, the East team was a little weak on the fly side, and so Bob said, come on. I said, all right. can't really, you know, say no to Bob, you know, for all he's done for our sport. You know, without him, you know, I know the college coaches don't want to hear it, but without him, USA Swimming's in big trouble. Without guys like him wanting to build the grassroots, those collegiate programs don't have kids.
Well, if you want to talk about the workout so far also, who's kind of stood out in your eyes? Who's kind of done some big things in the practice so far?
Yeah, I'm watching, and I'm seeing Joanna, and watching her step up and race, and that's been pretty exciting to see. In general, I think our girls team is really stepped up. From Lindsay Norberg to, again, I mentioned Joanna, but just watching them out there swimming fast is pretty fun. The most impressive kid for me all week, though, is choosing the distance group every time. It's got to be Kate. I know she's only 14.
Kate Woolbright?
Yeah. Kate's, that's a hard choice when everybody's, the day before the meet says, hey, I'm going to gear down a little bit, maybe I won't go 7,000, but she chose to go 8 or 9,000 this morning and doing the same thing tonight. And so, you got to admire a kid like that. She's going to do some strong doubles for us tomorrow. She's doing an 800 free 400 IM double.
Wow.
And, that's pretty impressive. When you're having a team meeting, she says, she steps up right away.
So. If you want to talk about Southern Crescent a little bit and explain the program a little bit and some people that you have swimming there.
Yeah, we're a small team outside in South Atlanta, right by the airport, 20 minutes south of the airport. And, we've got 120 kids on our team. It's a small, fun area where all the Delta pilots are. It's kind of fun. There's a golf cart community. It's one of the top 10 places in Money Magazine to live. It's awesome. But, we've had some good kids come out of our program, former NSCA champions. Last couple of years, we had Billy Jamerson, who went to Florida State, and then Noah Copeland, who won 2 years ago in the 200 free. So we've had some good kids come out, and hopefully we'll just keep getting better.
And thanks for talking to me, Jimmy.
Anytime, Jason. Roll Tide.
Thanks to the East coaching staff for taking time away from an afternoon session at the Veterans Memorial Aquatic Center. The intro and outro music for this broadcast comes from the title track of Michael Franti's Yale Fire album. You've been listening to Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world.